So welcome to the Woman Fully Alive podcast. I'm your host, Madeline Eames, and this podcast is all about a space, a safe space for women to talk about their stories, share insights, and mostly tips and clues for our own transformation and really rebirthing ourselves at midlife and beyond, but at any point in our lives. So I'm really excited today to have Brittany Hayden with me here. And I know, welcome, Brittany.
Yeah, hey Madeline. It's nice to be here.
Thanks for being here. Now I met Brittany through through a mutual mentor, and I knew right away that I when I heard Brittany's story and her work and her message to women now, to people in the world, that I wanted to have her on as a guest, simply because I think she's had some lived experience, and also I think it's a story that many, if not all of us, can relate to in some way about coming back home to ourselves, to our true self. So Brittany's she's a nurse practitioner and owner of a functional medicine practice located in North Central Nebraska. But she's also a virtual health coach, helping women overcome daily exhaustion, which I myself have experienced. I did it one time for many, many years, and so many women that I've worked with. To help them overcome this exhaustion, this fatigue, and live with vitality, not necessarily by medications and things like that, but maybe that's a part of it, but by addressing actually the underlying imbalances within our body. Makes sense. And so after battling her own health issues that, we'll hear a little bit about today, she began to to address the underlying source of the health problems and realize that there was potential in a root cause approach, which I've come to understand as functional medicine. So I'm really excited to hear about your work and how you help women optimize their health and well-being. So Brittany, I'm really curious, about your story and the things that the hurdles and challenges you've had to go through to come to this place of really helping women address their health from the inside out.
Yeah, so thanks for the introduction. My story seems to have many layers, as I think most women's stories do when it comes to something affecting their health. Like, even as a child, I was not the healthiest kid. I mean, I had lots of allergies, was sick a lot. But it was just something that kind of came and went, and you didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it. So in my 30s, I noticed some pretty significant changes. And I want your audience to know, like, I was a nurse at the time. I'd been in healthcare for many, many years at that point. So I was very familiar with traditional medicine, being in that environment. When my health started to change significantly, obviously I went and did what I knew. I went to the doctors and asked. And the first major thing was, like, I developed severe asthma, just kind of out of the blue, even though I'd had allergies in the past, but this was like a very huge change. And put on all the meds, did, several treatments, testings, things like that, that were standard approach, and nothing was really changing. And I did not want to be on the whole asthma protocol for the rest of my life, still feeling like I wasn't being controlled. And so I really began asking questions, not necessarily to anyone else, but like, I wanted to know what was happening. So I, through process of elimination, I figured out what was going on within my house that had to do with the air quality and what was triggering this drastic change in my respiratory system and driving the asthma symptoms. So that was like the first thing that really happened. And I was able to correct that issue, get off all the meds, go back to a regular, relatively regular life. But then a few years later, something else happened and I started developing arrhythmias, heart palpitations. And, we looked at thyroid issues, we looked at magnesium. But the palpitations got worse and like significantly worse. They got to the point, I mean, went to cardiology, did the echoes. I mean, I wore so many Holter monitors, I can't even count. EKGs always looked relatively normal. Cardiology didn't really know what to tell me. Tried different medications to control the arrhythmias. The arrhythmias would not. I mean, they maybe lessened a little bit, but they never went away. And my quality of life was continuing to decline. I was so fatigued. I didn't have the stamina to hardly even walk across the floor
Oh my
because
goodness.
my heart would just beat out of my chest. And you'd push yourself through because I was still working. I mean, I was a director of nursing. I had a pretty important job. I couldn't just bail on my
Wow.
job. So I would push myself through the day and then just crash by the end of the day. The weekends, I couldn't function.
That sounds really scary, like
It was
to
super,
have
it
your
was,
heart beating like that.
yeah, and having no
Uncomfortably.
answers. I mean, I did not have any answers at all. And I was very gray. I mean, I was visibly sick. And cardiology did not give me any indication as to what was going on. So I was getting ready to go to another cardiologist, based on the recommendation of a family member that was, I mean, they were a fellow PA and knew a lot. And she's like, "You got to go find somebody else because this is not working." So I was on my way to the new cardiologist and I happened to talk to a friend of mine who had Lyme disease, and she had kind of led her own journey trying to find treatment for herself. And out of the blue, she recommended a parasite cleanse. And I had never heard of doing parasite cleanses. I mean, that was something you only got when you traveled to foreign countries. I had not been out of
Right.
the country. Like, why would I need a parasite cleanse? But at that
Who would
point, I
think
was
of that?
desperate. I mean, I was so sick that I knew at that point that if I didn't do something, I likely was not going to be alive in a year or two because I was so sick. I mean, my health was failing rapidly.
Oh my goodness. And so
So,
helpless because you've got a job, you've got a family,
yeah.
and no answers.
Absolutely none. And even when I went to the second cardiologist, I didn't tell him that I was considering doing a parasite cleanse, but I went to the cardiologist. We were thinking probably ablation. He took me off all of my meds. He's like, "We're going to send you home with a portable EKG, and we're just going to see what we can come up with because I don't know what's going on with you either." So I remember one time, I was in town with my girls and I had my portable EKG and I was struggling to walk through the store and I looked down and it was telling me I was in AFib and I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like I just put it away. Like I don't even want to know this." So I ordered a parasite cleanse, didn't know what I was doing, didn't know what to order. I just was taking a shot in the dark because I was desperate. I had no answers. I had no direction. Like I was just at this tipping point, like, okay, what, this isn't going to hurt me.
Right,
So
willing to try anything at this
I was
point.
willing to try anything. Yes. And lo and behold, my arrhythmias started to subside. And within a week or two, they had drastically decreased. And within 30 days, I was barely having any. So I continued for another 30 days and they completely disappeared. And I mean, I was overjoyed that I did not have these arrhythmias and I was feeling better. My color was coming back. But I was also like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
Yeah.
Because this is not normal. This is not what I'm taught. Like, everybody's gonna think
Right.
I'm crazy if I tell them that I've had parasites and that's what's causing my heart issues.
Right. It's not something that the doctors like would have mentioned to you. How long did that go on for, having the arrhythmias, until you finally came to like, I'm just going to try a parasite cleanse?
Oh, it was probably 8 months. I mean,
Okay,
it
so
was a
a
long
good chunk of
time.
time.
Yeah. So I started to feel better. But then within a few years, again, I had another setback. And this was just like super vague. Just random symptoms, extreme fatigue, lots of brain fog. That then progressed to joint pain, and my memory was slipping significantly. Like I couldn't remember how to do simple tasks. And yet, like the pain was constant and something that you would just kind of push aside, work through, but the exhaustion was overwhelming. And not until I started breaking out in hives just randomly, did I decide that like something is going on and I need to figure this out. I just took all the symptoms as, they're normal, you're a mom, you're busy, like you're getting
Life.
older, the typical things that we hear. Nothing on blood work looked abnormal. There's no explanation other than you're just stressed out, and that's part of getting older. But when I started breaking out in hives, which I had never done before, it was just like, okay, again, what is happening to my body? Because these other things, there was a reason, there's got to be a reason for this. So I started just randomly searching and happened to come across a Facebook group talking about breast implant illness. And I'd had implants for 17 years. And it was like a light bulb came on. And I'm like, I bet my body is toxic from these implants.
After
So,
17 years.
yes. And they say take them out, have them changed in 10 years. Well, not very many people probably follow that protocol. And so, yeah, I knew that maybe I should think about it, but I'd never really seriously considered it. But when I was reading story after story, it was like, oh my, like these women are experiencing the same things that I'm experiencing. So it prompted me to look at explant, and yeah, that's a whole nother story, but I went ahead and made the decision to have explant done.
This is
And
taking them out.
that's taking them out. Yep. Taking the implants out, taking the capsules that they're in out, and then, yeah, allowing your body to heal. I made the decision to have fat transfer done at the same time, which now I know was not the best option for me because I was so sick. Because the fat transfer failed, had lots of necrosis. I mean, it was a disaster. But from the time I came out of anesthesia, within 24 hours, the color in my eyes started to cut, like they were cloudy, grayish yellow. The clarity of my eyes came back. It was more white. I was thinking more clearly. My joints didn't hurt. Like all of these random symptoms started to improve.
Oh my goodness.
So
I just want to pause there for a second, and just like, when you think back to that time now, kind of just like fumbling around or basically in the dark, and how much we accept as being a part of life, like fatigue. Oh, well, of course you're tired. You're a mom, and joint pain, and these types of things, how they've just sort of been
normalized.
normalized.
It's normalized and accepted as just part of life.
Part of life. And then to see yourself go through this and land on this, this cause, I'm just wondering what that was like for you, even, or what it's like to look back now and see, what that was like for you, and then to wake up in after anesthetic and start feeling better.
I mean, I remember crying in the plastic surgeon's office the day before explant. And like, I was just sobbing and very hopeful that I would feel better because he's asking me, what do you want? And like, I just want to feel better. Like, I don't care. I just want to feel better. I didn't even know what better was because I'd been sick with something for 10 years. So I didn't even know what that was. I just knew I didn't want to be where I was at anymore because I just couldn't do it. So to wake up and 24 hours later feel like a completely different person, like you can't put words on that. Like it brings me to tears because it was such a night and day difference. And to know that, I did ask him, I asked his opinion about breast and implant illness. And he said, well, there's no evidence that this is actually a thing. But he had taken out enough because he was a pretty well-renowned explant surgeon. So he had taken out enough to see that women, a good percentage of them, did have drastic improvements after removing their implants.
That sounds like evidence to me.
He didn't want to call it evidence, but yes, essentially it was. So yeah, to know that many, many, many doctors totally dismiss that as something that could be a cause of their symptoms. I mean, them saying that implants are healthy, there's nothing, there's no quote unquote evidence showing that they are contributing to these symptoms or autoimmune issues. It's
The value of tapping in to a group of women who have had that experience and finding out that you're not the only one, this could may be the cause, and to like recognize other people's stories, and maybe, there might be someone listening that this your story is really important for them to know this. And that you struggled for so many years to figure this out, it makes me wonder about warning people of potential risks that this might happen down the line.
Well, and I think being warned of potential risks, goes like it gets brushed aside in so many areas when we're in healthcare. I mean, we could talk about birth control or different proton pump inhibitors, like things that are prescribed all the time, anti-anxiety medications, antidepressants. Like symptoms just get categorized, and we just give them a medication without considering all the other side effects that that group of medications is going to cause. So,
Which is why it is so important for women to gather and tell those stories like this, this sounds like it was life-changing for you.
it really was. I mean, not only did my health drastically improve, but it opened doors because I wanted to know more. I wanted to know why this was happening. Why did this happen to me? I knew it wasn't just me that it was happening to. And so, I mean, it just really opened that whole world of, looking at the body from a totally different standpoint than what I had been educated on, and realizing that there's a reason, like your body is telling you, it's giving you signals that something is wrong, and we've got to start listening and like asking the question why.
And not stopping there. It sounds like if you go to a doctor and you do get dismissed, that you still tune into yourself because you still know that something doesn't feel right, and not to accept it as that, as part of life. Like it could be so many other things aside from that, the narrow medical point of view.
If you're feeling like you're being dismissed, I encourage you to keep searching because there's a reason. I mean, it could be something very simple, but there's a reason why your body is saying, this isn't right. You don't feel good. Why don't you pay attention to me?
And it keeps on whispering and until it gets louder and louder. So how did this change the course of your work and what you do now? How did things change shift for you after that, after waking up
So
feeling better?
after I had my experience with the parasite cleanse, I started studying holistic nutrition, health and wellness, became a holistic health practitioner, and then I decided I wanted more than that. So I went back to school and finished my degree as a nurse practitioner, and then went on to study functional medicine. Because that was really where my passion was. So it was a lot, but it's taken me down a wonderful path, and I've met so many incredible people, and just like all the knowledge is incredible. So
It sure seems like that was the light at the end of this tunnel, and that functional medicine seems to be gaining so much ground. And from my understanding, like that you look at like why is this happening? At the root cause of like the imbalance in the body that's causing this symptom, not just covering up the symptom with something else,
I
right?
mean, you can take simple things. If we're not sleeping well, why are we not sleeping well? I mean, there can be many easy solutions, versus just going straight to something that's going to, that you're going to be medicated with to help you sleep. Like, let's talk about the obvious things. Like, let's talk about your stress. Let's talk about what you're eating before you're going to bed. How about what is your magnesium levels? How much time are you on your phone? Do you have any sort of relaxation practices before you go to bed? What are your habits? Like, so many simple changes can make a huge difference.
And things that don't cost anything, like circadian rhythms. I didn't realize that we get melatonin for when we're seeing a little bit of sun. And I was speaking with just recently, my mother-in-law who was having such a terrible time sleeping, and was prescribed trazodone that made an elderly woman wobbly. And what really helped was me just teaching her some breath work and opening up her blind during the day, and exactly, and turning off the screens.
Yeah, that first little bit of sunlight in the morning can do wonders for you.
Free, it feels good. There's no side effect, a bad side effect. So this must really fuel your passion for this,
It
and working with your clients, working with women to take control and empower them to take control of their own health.
has really been my driving force, as far as like just wanting to give women a voice, let them know that they're not going crazy, there's something wrong. We just have to start looking at things that are going on in the body differently than we've been trained in the past. I continue to learn every day. And it's not just about physical things, but I mean, there's also that spiritual component, trauma. Like there's so many aspects to healing and health. I don't know. It just brings me a lot of joy. And every time that I can help someone, it fills my cup a little bit, knowing that I'm making a difference in somebody's life.
Oh, so beautiful to have come through that confusion, and that chaos of not being believed, and to keep on digging, and now to be on this side of things, and to be able to be like a guiding light in that tunnel for other women. It's incredible.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is. It's a really good feeling. So
So what would just what would most women come to you with? Is it mostly like fatigue? I'm really tired. I can't seem to, or is it confusion, brain fog,
I think
pain?
there's three or four main complaints. Nearly every woman has some degree of fatigue. They're exhausted, whether they want to admit it or not. They're exhausted. Most of them are anxious. Most of them have brain fog, and most of them have some sort of digestive upset. Whether it's bloating or abdominal pain, constipation, reflux. There's usually something going on in their gut as well.
Right, of course, because
It's
it's
all
all
connected. Yep.
connected, isn't
Yeah.
it? So if you're constipated or you've got reflux, there's something that's not something just to say. So many people accept reflux as a part of life and
Yes.
heartburn. Yeah.
Yes. It's just normal.
It's just
It's
normal,
not
so we'll just go
normal,
and
but
grab
it's
some,
normal.
Gaviscon and live on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing, like they always say, like there's something off with my hormones. I mean, that's another very common one. And I always educate them on like hormonal symptoms. They're the ones that are usually screaming at us the loudest, but it's
Okay.
usually those are downstream symptoms of something upstream going on.
Some other imbalance or other
Yep.
condition or stressor going on within the body.
Yep.
Okay. So, what would you, yeah. So do you mostly see women, in later years, or women of all ages?
I see some of all ages. I would say my average client is between the 40-ish to 60 range. Mid 40s to 50 is probably the most common, but I have seen younger women, and a few of the older women, but yeah,
So
middle ages.
perimenopause,
Yep.
menopausal,
Yep.
premenopause, menopause age. Yeah. Okay. So what would you say, if someone's listening right now and they're just not, they're not, which many are not feeling great. And maybe they've tried to get some answers. What would your main kind of message be to women?
Find someone that will dig a little deeper and that will listen to you. There are so many resources out there. I mean, you can even get your own blood work done if you know the connections. You can have access to getting a very comprehensive lab panel done, and that's a great start. I mean, you're probably not going to
Okay.
know what to do with it, but like
Yeah.
it's there, and lab work gives us so much information when we start narrowing down those ranges and looking at them from an optimal perspective versus that traditional range. So, it just gives us clues as to what's going on within the body before we get to those severe disease states.
That was such a great tip that often we don't think about that. We can get our own blood work done and see what's not in optimal ranges.
Yep.
And yeah, I know for myself, when I got my blood work done, it led me down a whole path that helped me to just feel so much better. But to listen to that and to look beyond the scope of traditional medicine if you're not getting the answers.
Yes. If you don't feel heard, if you just feel like you're being dismissed, keep looking, because there are lots of practitioners like myself out there that we're there for you. We want to help you. We want to give you the answers, and we want to help you get better. We want you to feel like yourself. We don't want you just barely surviving. We want you to be able to thrive.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we're not the end. You don't have to feel as a client or a patient that you're wasting someone's time.
Right.
because I think often women come away from the medical system because it's, at least here in Canada, it's so over, it's just falling apart. There's not a lot of time. We feel like we're wasting our doctor's time, and so walk away not feeling exactly, as you said, heard or seen.
Yep. And I think that's one advantage for myself. I mean, we allow you in my practice and even my, my coaching containers, we give you the time that you need. We do a very in-depth initial consult. We take the time to explain the lab work, what those things mean. We help you come up with a plan that's appropriate to address these issues. And then we give you the support. So you have somebody that's always there to help you, guide you, keep you moving in the right direction. So
Yeah.
it's a big difference versus traditional.
Just as you're saying that, like I could just feel the stress levels just going down. Like somebody that will spend the time with me to really listen to my life story and my experiences right now, right there is good medicine.
Yes.
Yeah. So Brittany, I just so appreciate you, telling us what your story has been, because I think it's so important. As to what you went through, but not only that, your understanding and what's available now for women. I think you've probably already answered this, but I like to ask all my guests, since it's a podcast about kind of rebirth, really, and transformation. So if I was to ask you that, what does true transformation mean for you in your own life?
Oh, wow. That's a deep question. I feel like I have experienced transformation in so many levels of my life. And I feel like that transformation is ongoing. So for other women, I really feel like you need to listen and honor yourself and be open to new ideas, like accepting help from others, like just allowing someone else to come in and really be able to, to care for you and allow someone to help nurture you into health and well-being. I think because we're in the same world as far as our mutual friends, like that receivership and just really being open, I think is huge. So yeah.
That's beautiful. We're so used to fighting for our health, and it's such a revolutionary thing to allow yourself to be, to receive, and accept and help them accept the nurturing
Yes.
ourselves when we're so used to toughing it out.
Yeah.
We're
Yeah, you don't
incredibly
have to.
strong.
You don't have to feel this way. Like you don't have to feel like you're on an island going crazy. Like there is help out there. You just have to be open to taking the step and asking for help.
Right. Beautiful. So Brittany, how do people find you? Where is the best place if someone's listening right now who is looking for what you have to offer? Where is the best place for them to go?
So you can find me on my website, which is brittanyhayden.com, and I'm on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is the number one and Brittany Hayden. So
Okay.
one Brittany Hayden.
One Brittany Hayden. There's
There's
a
only
reason.
one. Yep.
Okay. Great. And we'll be sure to drop the links below with the podcast, and so to make sure everybody knows where they can get a hold of you, and and hopefully begin their own journey or continue on their own journey of healing and transformation, and feeling fully alive, because it really is, we all deserve that in
Yes.
our life. So
Sure.
yeah. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the conversation. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Madeline. I have enjoyed it as well.
That's great. Thanks. Bye, Brittany.
Yep.